Dr. Pinsky dictating email. I am Ian Joseph Falzarano, F-A-L-Z-A-R-A-N-O. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Falzarano as described in a report of 5/19/18. Pretty is now a 54-year-old male who again reports he was injured at work on 9/1/16. Pretty was pulling. He fell while pulling cases of soda up steps and injured his neck. Pretty did not go to the emergency room. Pretty had further evaluation and treatment, including spinal fusion about 7 years ago. About 3 months ago, he had additional physical therapy and injections, but no new surgeries. Pretty denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Pretty, the rest of that section is normal. The paragraph, as per the record supplied, Mr. Falzarano was seen again by Dr. Young on 6/29/22. Period. He was previously seen for neck pain following a work injury that required cervical fusion from C4 through C6. Period. He was maximized from his point and discharged. Period. He was still having persistent neck pain upon discharge. Period. On this visit, he complained of worsening left-sided neck pain radiating into the periscapular region, as well as upper extremity paresthesias intermittently. Period. He denies any new injury or trauma, but his pain had been getting progressively worse. Period. Exam showed restricted range of motion of the cervical spine with tenderness of the cervical paraspinals. Period. He was neurologically intact. Period. X-ray showed stable cervical fusion with mild degenerative changes at C6 to F7. Comma, straightening of the cervical lordosis, comma, but no instability on flexion extension films. Dr. Young diagnosed cervicalgia and cervical radiculopathy. He was concerned about progression of adjacent segment degeneration at C6-7 and wanted to get an MRI to further evaluate that. At follow-up on 2/9/23, Dr. Young reviewed the MRI with him. It showed stable cervical fusion, comma, left paracentral disc protrusion / extrusion with no significant central canal stenosis and severe left, comma, moderate right neuroforaminal stenosis, comma, with degenerative disc disease at C3-4 and C7-T1. They discussed potential repeat cervical medial branch blocks and then possible repeat radiofrequency ablation. He scratched out the petitioner was going to call if he wanted to proceed with that plan, but otherwise he would be at maximum medical improvement from Dr. Young's standpoint. Dr. Young did administer a cervical epidural injection at C7-T1 on 6/7/23. Physical exam. Extremities upper motion of the left shoulder was limited to 145 degrees of abduction and 140 degrees of flexion, both with crepitus and tenderness. Pid motion of the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full in all 3 years without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. The rest of that is normal. Spine cervical inspection revealed healed surgical scarring. Period flexion was 45 degrees, comma, extension 40 degrees, comma, rotation right 60 degrees and left to 40 degrees with side bending right 40 degrees and left to 25 degrees. Period, he was tender at the left trapezius and paracervical musculature in the absence of spasm was not, but not on the right or in the midline. Period, the rest of that is normal and thoracic is normal. Impressions on 9/1/16, Joseph Falzarano was injured at work, as marked from my prior report. Period, since evaluated here, it is my understanding he received an order approving settlement on 33 1/3% percent permanent partial total disability. Period, he then reopened his claim and saw Dr. Young. Period, a repeat MRI was done. Period. He did accept an epidural injection, after which he did not want to pursue any further medical treatment. Period. New paragraph, the current exam, once again found there to be decreased range of motion about the cervical spine. Period, Sperling's window was negative. Period, he was neurologically intact. period, my opinions about permanency will be inserted as marked from my 2018 report. And that is the end.